Well, Ben, news then that you've agreed a deal to come here next season.
Yeah, obviously it's good. You know, it's good for me. It's given me the opportunity the last couple of years being here on loan to play a bit of first class cricket, and which, you know, obviously is where I should be playing at the moment. And yeah, they finally came up with something, and I took it. So happy days.
Loan system has worked well in that respect, hasn't it? Really, had a chance to get a feel for the place.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's one of the main things that's been good about it, is that obviously I've got to know everyone, and really and truly signing was just a formality. You know, it was it's not as if I'm joining a brand new club anymore, so it's worked out quite well.
It must have been frustrating in Middlesex, really.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, obviously, I came back from the Lions tour, and I wasn't really given too much of an opportunity straight after that, and then it just kind of spiralled downwards. We had a bit of new management come in at Middlesex, and it all changed. But as you know, as you said, it was lucky that I got the opportunity to come on loan, and it's all gone from there.
Obviously, you came back for a second spell this season on loan. Clearly, Ben Cox was struggling a bit, which only made sense to pull him out of the firing line to a degree. Was it a surprise to get a second call, if you see what I mean?
Oh, I had the bags packed and ready, and just hoping that something would come up. I mean, my first year, last year, was brilliant. I really enjoyed it here. As it happened, you know, I got called back to Middlesex to play in the 2020 side, so that kind of ruined the opportunity to play at the end of last year. But I was always hoping that you know, the opportunity would come back up, and I'd be here, and as it did, it was good.
How do you assess your season here so far?
I've enjoyed it. You know, I certainly feel that I've contributed to the team. You know, it feels really good to settle in, and you know, I know that Bumpy's sort of behind me now, you know, really, you know, backs me, which is good to know, and you know, hopefully my experience is starting to pay due.
It's a largely young squad, but presumably you can see the potential within that squad.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the talent we have is phenomenal, you know, and I think that's where, you know, I can add my value as a bit of a senior player. I mean, I've played a couple of games this year where I've been the eldest in the team, which is extraordinary for me, you know. So no, that's been good. And, yeah, the young players are coming through strong.
Well, what about today? How do you set it so far?
We let them off the hook a couple of times, and we had them on the run, but then also, you know, we did well to break that partnership and get into them to there. It's, you know, it's doing a little bit of the wicket, but it's not too bad. So I think we've done really well to get them. What were they, eight down now, so see them again in the morning.
It'd be lovely to go into the final game, given that Yorkshire aren't playing in the last round, sort of 2 or 3 points clear of them, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be, I mean, imagine a week in Newcastle when you know you're safe. I'll say no more. But yeah, no, I mean, hopefully, it'd be lovely to really wrap things up this week. We'll